Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Mr. Get Off, I get
off at my feet. WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball again tonight on WIP, whether you like it or not, 6:45 against the Giants. We'll have leading off for you in a little bit. But now, the star of the show. Oh, that's right. It's the top 5 of 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
So obviously, if you've listened to this show, you are aware of Paul Jolovitz's hatred for Daryl Morey.
He does. He hates him.
Can't stand him. Obviously, that was presented with this legendary drop from Jolly.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Have to play the full thing for absolute context.
Need context.
And for our jobs.
Right.
So he is not a Daryl Morey fan. Obviously, Daryl Morey talked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect guy on to react to Daryl Morey is Paul Jolovitz. And for 4 hours, he ripped Daryl Morey. Finally, someone holding him accountable on this station, unlike someone.
Yep.
And
do I need a Daryl Morey debate with Jolly?
Jolly versus Spike on Daryl? I'm liking it. Maybe this sparks the debate.
Yeah.
Man, that might be fire right there.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe after the draft.
Yeah.
So here are the 5 best Daryl Morey zingers from Jolly the other night. First two here. Quick ones, but effective.
If Daryl Morey told me right now it's dark outside, I'd buy sunscreen. There's just nobody worse.
So does that mean that Daryl's wrong or lying?
Right, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, which one does it mean?
Which one that really means.
Yeah.
Yep. He continued on when breaking down some geography as it relates to Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey told me that this was Pennsylvania. I would look down and say, well, somehow they've moved the geography of the United States. I'm now in New York.
Well, that one is not strong.
Come on, man. He is cooking Daryl Morey.
Again, is he saying that Daryl Morey is lying or he just doesn't know anything?
I think it's both.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's trying to say he's not intelligent.
Stupid, right? He's still
right.
A liar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's a mixture of both. Obviously not Daryl Morey fan. Now these other ones, a little bit longer.
Now was the show largely about Morey?
I assume so.
Okay.
I assume so. After the press conference. Here, he gets a little creative with when he rips Daryl Morey.
Seattle phone book has a man named Dennis Knox in it. Why am I asking you this? Because the trivia question I'm going to ask you, I have 3 questions. I don't go to the phones. Who is one more in the NBA? Daryl Morey, Sixers general manager, or Dennis Knox of Seattle, Washington, picked randomly out of the phone book. Randomly. Pick anybody you want because Daryl Morey has won Squidoosh, always will win Squidoosh. Horrible general manager, doesn't understand risk reward.
Oh.
I would do a better job than he does. I should never ever say that about a professional general manager in a professional sport.
Okay.
Wow.
We need to have this happen.
Wow.
He hasn't won anything.
Wow.
He did win that G League championship.
He did win that G League title.
Well, he hasn't won a championship. he's got more regular season wins than any general manager over the last 15 years.
He does? Is that a real stat?
He did before this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, what the hell?
What was Bob Myers doing there in that time? Does he have?
Hasn't had a job in 3 years.
Obviously. He still should have more wins.
Well, Bob Myers was only the GM for what?
What, like 12 to?
Yeah, 6 years.
21.
Yeah, look. Look,
there's more.
Daryl Morey, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
He's just like...
Do your diatribe at the end. Take your medicine.
All right. I'm sorry.
He somehow worked Niagara Falls into it on this next one.
The general manager of Niagara Falls wanted the water to keep rolling, and he chose Daryl Morey as his water movement specialist. Niagara Falls would stop tomorrow. There'd be a dam that appeared near the falls. You wouldn't know who built it, how it got done, but Daryl Morey was just a...
The Daryl Morey Dam.
Yeah. Or damn, we got Daryl Morey. He might be the worst executive in the history of sports, not Philadelphia sports, because of the expectations
just,
thing.
He's just, Charlie's ridiculous.
He seems to be pretty upset.
He's very upset.
He would do a better job than Daryl Morey.
Yeah. It feels like a lot of subtweets / on the air.
Yeah. Guy can't even pick college football games any good.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah. Wow.
He had BYU -7.
Okay. Wow.
Everyone's talking about
it.
So
what time was this going on?
I think like 10 to 2, if I had to guess.
Okay.
He's got the joke formula for this is all the same. Was this 4 hours?
Four hours is just singers.
If Daryl Morey told me this was WIP, I'd look around and I'd be like, wait a minute, it's KYW.
He's done stand-up before, though. He's a stand-up comedian.
He's done Joe Conklin's show before.
Yeah, okay. Come on, he's a regular comedian. Now, the number one Jolly's
Zen. I was in the Burger King. I asked Daryl Morey where I was. He told me I was in McDonald's.
Actually, he might be writing that one down, using that for next weekend.
Okay.
So, but the number one Jolly just ripping into Daryl Morey Zinger. An interesting, I don't know, just listen to this.
I'd like him to replace Daryl Morey, sure. But I would say that, and I'm serious, any living human being, should this person replace Daryl Morey? I don't care if it's an infant in Cambodia. Anybody could replace Daryl Morey for me. Who, when he speaks, makes me sick. When he does things, makes me sick. Who, when he just makes me sick, period. He is a loathsome public figure that I don't know personally. Maybe I'd love him. I have no idea. But it would not influence what I think about what he does. And he insults the fans all the time with a smirk. You know, just makes me sick.
A loathsome public figure? Mm. A Cambodian infant?
That was deep. Infant Cambodian.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a genuine dislike that Jolly has for Daryl Morey.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
That's a good question.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
I feel like I need to organize some sort of a summit or a truce between Daryl Morey and Paul Jolovic.
How is Morey going to recover
from
that?
Well, here's the thing about this, Mike, where it could be tough for you.
Yeah.
When you agree that the majority of the public probably is siding with Jolovic.
Oh, yeah. But that never stopped me. Yeah, stopped me with Jolovic. I mean, saying that he's horrible at his job and any living human would be better than him at it.
That's pretty rough.
It just seems like a stretch.
A little bit. He's an abhorrent human being.
Yeah.
Loathsome.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Wow. I wonder what it is about Daryl Morey.
Well, he gets fixated on certain people. Like if you bring up Philip Rivers to Jolly, it's a 10-minute meltdown. Like he hates Philip Rivers.
Oh really? Oh, we're on different sides of that one too.
He's got his things, man.
Yeah.
He hates Trey Turner. But,
oh, does he?
Yeah.
Jolly is a man of principle, man.
He's got takes.
Yeah, he does.
I give him credit for that.
Give
him credit for that.
Still tell you that we should have taken DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, boy.
And he's Malik Monk'd up in the false draft.
Oh, Malik Monk.
I liked Malik Monk, too.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a six.
Oh, man.
I agree. I'm just saying I liked him coming out of college.
I'll never forget. So when the DeMarcus Cousins draft happened, that was the Evan Turner draft.
That was the Evan Turner draft, yeah.
That was right when WIP started getting a website or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the article that Jolly wrote about the Sixers should take DeMarcus Cousins. It was outrageous. And by the way, real talented guy. Career didn't amount to anything.
He was right about the talent, but he still had the mentality wasn't there.
I've never seen, I've watched a lot of sports in my life, I've never seen a person with a worse on-court or on-field demeanor than DeMarcus Cousins. Continually fed up with literally everyone he was playing with.
Yeah.
This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and get up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Speaking of Guida, the first thing you brought up to me today was the door.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that later. I'm going to have to talk about Guida. I got to learn all about the windows and doors today at Guida. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you went out there?
Yeah. Okay. I honestly never thought I'd be so interested in why the doors are better and why the windows are better.
Got started, and then it started becoming intriguing to me.
Oh, dude, I learned about like what high-performance low-E glass is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's got three levels of glass?
There you go.
Yeah, dude, I was into it. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys, good show.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it, Mark.
So, yeah, my big thing today is Rob Thompson, man. He needed to come out of dugout last night.
I agree.
I mean, he's got to protect his catcher, especially when the catcher's got to go back out and, you know, face the umpire the next inning.
Yeah, I think Rob Thompson to a certain extent is probably a little bit out of his comfort zone this year. I think all these changes to the lineup are out of. It's not a defense of him. I'm just trying to, you know, armchair analyze on Therapy Tuesday. I think we've seen a lot of things that are out of character for him. I wonder if he is reaching a little bit. I wonder if he is feeling the pressure on his job. I agree with you that he should have come out of the dugout, though. That's not really his character either. And I wonder, and we talked about this a lot after the season when they decided to not move on from him. If this team has a chance, if this was the guy at this moment, he was the guy a few years ago when he took over for Joe Girardi. That's exactly what they needed. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if he is the guy that they needed this year.
Yeah, and like you said, I think he's out of character because there's no way you should have three different leadoff batters in the first, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's reaching. He's trying to like change things around enough times to have one of them stick, you know. Some of these things I liked. I liked him moving Bohm down. I liked him moving Stott up. But when you look at them collectively, you're like, wow, that's not really, it's not really him. But it's hard for me to criticize it because I didn't want him to be him, you know? So, it's tough. Mark, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's just not typical of a major league manager on how they, you know, manage your lineups or anything, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, and Spike mentioned it, but he's in a tough position. Like, how long does he allow for things not to work before he makes some sort of change?
Right.
No, I completely agree. All right, so let me give you my answer.
Yeah, what's overrated?
So this is supposed to be a fixture in Philadelphia, but Geno's and Pat's, they suck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, wow, Philly. Thank you, Mark.
What do you mean always?
No, stop.
No, I'm saying that people
stop.
Always bring
they always
it up.
Say it. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Cheesesteak's a great sandwich, I think, no matter. Well,
yeah.
Like the regular cafeteria one's bad. But right, you go to a real cheesesteak shop, they're fine.
Right. Yeah. It's like everybody from Philly has to prove their Philliness by saying, well, only tourists go there. And right. Let me say, look, when I lived at, what's it, 10th and Rittner, and I would walk back from work, I would walk past there sometimes.
Okay.
There was always a line. That's not all tourists.
Right. So
you know?
you're saying there aren't locals.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It's not, look, everybody has their own favorite, and, you know, whether that style is your favorite or not your favorite.
But. I always say this, because I was a tourist in 98. I still remember when Harold... He took myself, Trot, Trey, Alan Ross, our rookie class. Like,
yep.
He took us over there to that's where
yeah.
We had just
like a rite
here.
Of passage.
Yeah, it was a mini camp. Yeah, it was Pats and Geno's, and I gotta be honest, listen, Geno's, I'm recognizing from Boys to Men video.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I was okay with it, but that was obviously before I knew about the whole cheese. Steak thing
all
here,
over the place.
The city,
it's like,
yes.
Oh, it's like there are a lot of great ones.
Every time people say that's the tourist place, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess it was because that's where I went when I first got here.
When I ate, that's how I always ate.
That's
Pat's.
The first cheesesteak I had was either Pat or Geno's. I can't remember which one it was.
But, I loved Pat's. I would go to Pat's all the time. I had no problem. Like, it was good to me. Everybody has their own favorite.
Whiz.
Yeah.
That's how I first learned how to order it.
There you go. Whiz wit. Whiz. Were you an onions guy or no onions guy?
I am
guy?
An onions guy.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Well, I don't do the Whiz anymore.
No. Yeah.
I think that may have made me stop eating cheesesteaks early.
Was the cheese Whiz.
Yeah, because I didn't really know how to order it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now
you
I'm
didn't
more...
know how to get the different cheese and
yeah,
order
I didn't really
right
know
way.
What I was doing.
Well, now Cooper Sharp's all the rage.
Oh, everybody and the Cooper Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to have the onions, though.
Always, yeah.
Big onions. Guy.
I got to have the fried onions. And I don't want anything on mine. I don't need ketchup or any of that stuff.
See, I'm a mustard guy.
Mustard?
Yeah, everyone gets so worked up about how I like mustard on a cheesesteak. Sue me. Whatever.
That's weird.
Sure. I mean, again...
Except that it's weird.
Well, again, but mustard on a cheeseburger, which is the same combination.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll take it from the vegan.
Nobody, look, I ate plenty of cheesesteaks in my
I'm
life.
I'm sure you did, Dubby.
Yeah, I was. Big fat, so.
I put four pats in one night or five, whatever the.
Slow down, Hugh. Second time you've almost done that.
My goodness.
You can tell how comfortable I am.
Dude, welcome to the show.
Yeah. But the only other thing I would do with pats is they have the jar of the hot peppers there. I'll get a couple of the big old hot peppers.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders not going to the NFL draft, Ike.
Smart move.
Yeah. Because you know he would be the guy the camera would be on.
He's going to be the story, yes. He's going to be the story, and he's going to sit for a minute.
Yeah, I think that meeting with the Giants was not a, we're taking you at three.
Right.
I think that's probably not the way it was.
He may not even be the second quarterback taken.
I don't think it's impossible.
The kid out of Ole Miss, the Jackson Dart kid.
Oh, really? You think he'll be the guy?
I think so.
Steelers. Steelers and Shedeur.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Ike Reese?
What's up, Herb?
The next time you go to get a cheesesteak, you got to tell them you want American slice or provolone slice.
I'm more of a provolone. Yeah, I'm a provolone guy. Yeah,
provolone, but they put the cheese to hold the slice.
Yeah.
You don't want that liquid shit they throw at
you. Oh, that's awesome, Herb.
That's the cheese they're trying. That's how they make profit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It gets too messy.
Yeah.
Steve, I must say.
Steve's in the Northeast.
Gino's got a good steak, but at certain times, some of it's a little fatty on the end.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Jim's on South Street, man. I was a big fan of that one back in the day.
I was never a Jim's guy.
Yeah, onions, I couldn't help it. Did you smell those onions?
I was going to say, you smell the onions three blocks away on South Street from Jim's.
I couldn't resist it, yeah.
Steve's at Comley, Langhorne, and Cottman Avenue, or Buffington and Cottman.
The big one in Philly now is Angelo's.
I haven't had Angelo's.
Del Rossi's heating up.
Now, I did see Angelo's at...
I had Del Rossi's. Never had Max's.
I've never had Max's.
I've heard of Max's. That's maybe a Northeast thing.
Okay. There's Mama's in Bala, Kenwood. Okay. There's Larry's in West Philly.
Larry's, yeah.
The Angelo's, again, I'm not going to eat it, but I was at Joe from Fans of Philly and Paige's house for their daughter's first birthday, and it was like catered by
like
Angelo's.
Kids.
I do like it.
He does like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
It's not gender reveals in the first inning.
I don't like gender reveals during the baseball game when your team stinks.
It's understandable.
Yeah. But I saw the Angelo's cheesesteak, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
If I was going to break it for anything.
Well, they make the bread there. Cooper Sharp's out in the streets. Yeah.
Well, Skinny Joey's is on my list.
You said that.
I got to get there at some
point.
Yeah,
you better.
I got okay.
Sorry, Herb. Go on.
Go ahead.
Oregon State's got good steaks if you like it chopped up.
Yeah.
They got good steaks.
Yep.
I've bought a lot of steaks from them in the past 6 months. Mm.
And they a lot of meat in your mouth.
They come right to the front. Well,
don't do extra meat. I'm actually more of a chicken cheese steak guy than I am a cheese steak guy.
You were an Ishka Bibbles guy back in the day.
I remember, yes, sir.
Yeah. That was the chicken cheese steak on South Street.
He wants to go healthy. He don't want no red meat. So
no, I just switch it up. I switch it up. You know, I switch it up. You know,
All right. So,
a lot of
people moving around in this NFL draft.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, who you liking?
I'm going to settle in.
All kinds of talk.
Yeah, who you liking? Who you like for the Eagles in the back end of the draft?
You know, you could say something today. I mean, you know they need a good, pass rusher, defensive pass rusher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that your number one priority? You think defensive line? Defensive line is number one priority?
I think they're going to try to trade Goddard in the second round, try to get another pick in the second round.
You in the can right now?
Early third round, but... They're definitely going to go for another play then.
Well, I remember you brought up Jason Taylor's kid a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying he might go like four or five. It just came up here, on ESPN or something.
Ooh.
He's moving up the ladder quick, man.
You in the bathroom though? It sounds echoey.
No.
You sure?
I got my TV on. I'm sitting in the living room. I just sent Jack a picture of me.
Sure, oh, shirtless, too.
Dude, I swear I was going to ask if he was shirtless.
No, I
wasn't. He sounds like he's sitting on the couch, leaning shirtless. Back, eating a sandwich.
I'm relaxing right now.
Yeah.
Sound like you're digging in your navel.
I'm hoping the Phillies win tonight. I'm getting a little nervous.
Yep. All of us are.
Yeah, my man, what's his name you were talking about? He actually interviewed me a few months ago.
Jesus, that photo.
He likes me, that jolly Jolowitz. He likes me.
He likes you.
Guys
like to be stroked.
He let me talk for a while. Yeah.
It's late at night.
Dude, everybody lets you talk.
Late at night, he used to cut me, you know what I mean? And then he had this attitude about him. But now.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has an attitude about him.
Yeah.
Herb, this photo is outrageous.
He'll bang you if he don't like you.
Whoa!
Listen.
Jack, did you catch that?
He said he'll bang you.
He'll bang you if he don't like you.
Daryl Morey better hope that he gets the third pick in the draft. Because the only way he's getting one or two, you know, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Wait a minute. He should hope that he gets the third pick? Why shouldn't he hope that he gets the first?
I hope he gets one, two, or three.
Okay.
This guy better pick. He better pick. You know, I remember a couple years ago when they got rid of Harden. The thing that Harden said, I want to go back to Houston. They're getting better. And look where they're at and where they at. Two or three in the Western Conference?
Number two. They are number two. Number two.
Number two. Yeah, you got a lot to say about the Houston. And he's out there in L.A. at a new stadium, of course, but he was right. Harden was right. Houston's going to, you know, make a run, and they made a run this year.
He's not on Houston, you know. He's on the Clippers. Yeah, he is not on Houston.
A lot of guys are playing.
He is on the Clippers.
That coach deserves a raise, man. Number two in the Western Conference.
What's his problem? He was raised too much up there in Boston.
Yeah, he was raising the wrong things.
You talked to Baldy yet, or what?
Yeah, we talked to him yesterday.
Yep, he's waiting for you.
Did you tell him I said hello, right?
Yep, we did. We gave him your number.
Yeah, all right. You better.
We did.
You better, brother, let me tell you.
I put your picture on YouTube.
I meet Baldy at the airports a lot.
Oh, you did? I don't know if that's legal.
It's not?
I don't know.
It's just a picture of him.
All right, Herb.
All right.
Okay, Herb. Not your best work.
I noticed when I was watching some of this game last night, the first five or six, I went to bed when it was 6-4. I still see guys swinging at these low pitches, these breaking pitches. They're right down at the knees, and then they drop even lower. And outside, they're not even in the zone, Jack. So
20 whiffs last night, Herb. 20 whiffs against the starter.
They better wise up.
Not 20 against the starter.
Yes.
He struck out 20 guys?
No, 20 whiffs. Just swing and miss.
Oh, not strikeouts. Okay. Sorry, Herb.
It was last year. They were on the road to win 108 games, and it didn't happen. I mean, you know. They slipped. I said you have to win 17-18 games for 6 months. That's 108. I'll give you 6 or 7, okay?
I don't love this.
Other losses to only make it 100-101.
This call has been going on for 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not into it today.
Like I say to the Eagles, rise to the occasion. Let's go.
There it is.
All right.
58. Let's go, baby.
I'm with you.
All right. Yes.
Going to Pound Town.
Here you go. 5858.
Number 60, baby. Here it comes.
German chocolate.
Couple months down the road. Number 60, baby.
All right.
Let's go, Jalen Hurts. Here we go.
Whoa. Oh,
we're talking about the Phillies.
All right.
Okay,
Herb.
All right.
All right, Herb.
Love you, buddy.
All right.
Later, I'll see you at the Jiggy and Pete.
Yep. All right, there he is. Herb from the Northeast.
He'll bang you if he don't like you. Yep.
All right. We'll get you ready for the Phillies game next with Leading Off. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question, final check-in, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still believe in the Phillies' offense? Final count, 65.4% say no, which leaves 34.6% saying yes. Jack, I know it's Therapy Tuesday. Do you feel like you maybe overreacted earlier, getting it out of your system? Just with, I just want to give you a chance to say.
No, not really. Like again, I'm at the mindset where they gotta prove it to me before I'm like they've got it. Like if they've lost, I guess the benefit of the doubt for me offensively. And if they do, great. Like you won't find a happier guy in the city. Doesn't mean I hate the team. It's just I don't see it from this group of offensive players.
Have you purchased your tickets to BG Live yet? May 5th at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville.
I'm only purchasing tickets if I see a Rod Lakin book buy from Ring the Bell book guy.
Wow, he hasn't bought one yet?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Lack of respect.
Tickets are going tickets. Apparently, the rumor is tickets are going faster for BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville than your book.
Well, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Both are hot in the streets, of course.
BG Live at the end of BG Day, May 5th. The Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Tickets are going quickly. 94WIP.com. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
Justin.
What up, feller?
You heard him.
Yeah, I heard you, boys. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's that gone call by Herb, buddy. That was a doozy. I'm here to tell you he's fired up, focused, and prepared today. Anyway,
focused.
Yeah, fired up, focused, and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the Phillies, man, I've been listening. Don't you think they need to just say hell with it and bring the daycare back and cut loose, let it rip, tater chip, because all this serious junk ain't working, boys.
Yep.
I mean, they need to go back, slug, do whatever they got to do, because this ain't bring a Stubby back. Bring him up, chief vibes officer, whatever.
All right.
You got to do something because I'm telling you what, they're down in the muck right now. I mean, they couldn't hit the right side of a barn.
All right. Let me ask you this, Justin.
Where they at, down in the mud crap?
Yeah, they down in the mud, buddy. I'm telling you, they couldn't hit the right side of a barn with a boat paddle right now.
All right. Let me ask you this. They were 7-2, right? And
they were.
And I said, I was very optimistic, still am, but was very optimistic, felt the team was different. All anybody told me is just 9 games. You're overreacting. It's just 9 games. So since they've been 7-2, they've been 2-5, which is fewer games. It's 7 games. Everybody's melting down. They're changed. We can't do this anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Why are the last 7 games more important than the first 9 games?
Because right now it just seems like their body language is off. It's like it's affected. Like when it was, I don't know. Everybody just seems like they're in a funk. Like they're. Mm-hmm. They don't seem happy. They don't seem like they're having fun.
Mm-mm.
And I know everybody was saying coming into the season they're all businesslike, they're going about it, unfinished business and all that. I don't know that this team can function like that because this team has functioned so much on fun. Jalen has always been like businesslike. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's his mentality. It's businesslike. We got to get this job done. But like with this group where they've brought everybody back from all the way back to the 22 season, it's like you're trying to change everybody, and to me, that's what's kind of got them in a funk or a bind right now, man. I mean, they got to let loose, man. Let their hair down. I ain't saying playing what's dancing on my own.
Like, oh, no, we don't want that back. No,
we don't want that back till maybe the playoffs or something. But, I mean, you got to loosen up because it just seems like, I don't know, they're just struggling right now. Poor old Bone, he's way inside his head. He don't know whether to crap or go blind right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. That, and
is that a choice?
Marsh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be.
Depends
Marsh,
on the
cut
day.
Cut your hair and shave your beard. Do something, buddy, because it just ain't working, bud. I'm here to tell you. But I got a question. I know Ike and Jack's going to absolutely hate it. But Ike,
yeah.
I'm asking you right now, what's your thoughts on this NIL deal down here in Tennessee with Nico I'm going to leave?
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough, Justin. I'll tell you, man.
Is that where the negotiation,
yeah.
And they didn't give him as much as they said?
He wanted a little more, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, shoot. We're just out of time. We got to go to break.
No. Minutes, you can give me one more.
I tell you, Justin, it is. It's unfortunate. This is where college football is headed. This kid, he may be the first to pull this. He won't be the last. And if these guys have the ability to go somewhere and make a little more money each year, or they try to renegotiate a deal they have with their current school and the school doesn't want to budge, then we as football fans of those particular schools are going to have to get used to guys coming and going every year. Right, until they put together some sort of collective bargaining agreement.
There has to be, yep.
yeah.
guardrails put on it some way or another.
Yep.
Some way or another.
Yep.
But like, one thing, what's the topic today? What's something that's overrated?
Yes.
I'm going to have to say Joel Embiid.
Wow.
He was anyway. Tonight.
He's not overrated anymore.
He's become underrated.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not overrated anymore. I'm buying Joel Embiid stock. That's it.
I'm buying
the stock.
Buy low. Next year, you can sell high.
I'm buying the dip. All right, Justin.
All right, brother.
Get off here. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right. Love you, Justin.
Joel Embiid not overrated anymore. Maybe you could say he was. Definitely can't be overrated now. Everybody thinks he stinks. He can't be overrated if everybody thinks he stinks.
Gone from that to underrated.
Yes, he's slightly underrated, I would say, at this point. There is a chance he plays 50 games next year. Looks okay.
I love it. Keep the faith.
What else do I have? We're going to be at the lottery party. They all come up to me and they ask me to tell them it's going to be okay.
Yes.
I got to start practicing.
To you, yes.
Yep. It's going to be a fun night, lottery party, but if they don't get the pick.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ace Bailey.
Then we got to do the live show afterwards.
Ace Bailey show? Dylan Harper?
Dude, as long as they have top six, I'm fine. It's if they don't. Remember, there's a 35% chance they don't get the pick at all.
We don't live in that world.
No,
that would suck.
Positive PVOs.
Yeah. Man, we get the first pick, that place will melt down.
Is everything a point of view?
Nah, it's positive vibes only.
Oh.
Yeah. PVO.
I went the other way.
You went POV.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary.
Hit them high. Hit them low.
Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Actually, the subtext is that capitalism is draining the lives of people like their blood being drawn. Brilliant.
Spike, if The Wire had stupid vampires in it.
I don't even like stupid vampires.
I think you're a vampiresman.
Not a vampiresman. Vampire, fine, but definitely not on my, not doesn't rank high on my like horror movie trope list.
All right.
I did go to see the...
Trope's also too big a word for the
show. Sorry. I did go to see the second Twilight with my, when we first started dating, me and my wife. She was a big Twilight person.
A lot of people were.
Were you an Edward guy or a, who was the wolf?
Jacob?
Jacob.
Okay. Always Edward.
All right. What's next?
Are things just too complicated now? Do you want to go back to basics? Well, in my America, no kids will even be allowed in baseball stadiums at all. And no women in movies either. I'm Spike Eskin, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Spike Eskin 2028 Action Committee.
Well, I didn't say I didn't want children at the baseball game.
Well,
and no women in the movies.
He's open to that.
I'm just saying... I'm open to a discussion. I'm just asking questions. All right, what's next? I'm just kidding.
Listen, I'm just now learning about cameras and television, and I just want to say that there is more to the story than what you saw. The can of beer that drilled Howie Roseman in the head.
Would love to know the beer can story at that point.
I can't believe Howie really pulled the line of, well, podcasts, they take things out of context.
I know. It was not out of context at all.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Bob Lang, I think, was standing right there.
Yeah.
You know?
The problem with the quote is that there was no context.
Exactly.
You brought it up.
Yeah, you just brought it up.
He's feeling himself, man.
Yeah. He was just like, you know podcasts nowadays. Oh, really? The one where you went on and talked about how like winning the Super Bowls were like having sex? Was that out of context, too? All right, what's that?
Elliot's Mount Rushmore of HBO characters is Carrie, Samantha, Miranda, and Tony Soprano because he needed to have three from one show on it. Alex in Lancaster.
Ah.
That's a deep pull.
Yeah, like his Philly's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which he knows when you argue with him now, he knows it was wrong.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
He regrets that one.
He regrets that one. That's one he wants back.
He thought he was being cute.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one here thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And he needs to just get off of it.
Yeah. I think that's the maddest I've ever been at him when he didn't have Mike Schmidt on his Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Because it's so dumb.
It's psychotic.
It's stupid.
I don't know.
Validates the whole Mount Rushmore.
I don't know if I can think of another player on any of the other Mount Rushmores that is as no doubt as Mike Schmidt is right. on the Phillies Mount Rushmore.
It's easier to argue Reggie White should be on the Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
The legitimate argument that he's the best athlete in the city the last
of
50
all time.
Years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Spike is right about the leadership part of the Bryce Bat thing. Dombrowski should reach out to PJ Tucker to see if he's ever played baseball. Mark and Modco.
I guess. PJ Tucker wouldn't do a gender reveal on a free throw. I'll tell you that much.
No, we need to get into this team's ace.
Yep. What's next?
We are absolutely shocked that a guy that wears ankle-length women's pea coats and rock satchels thinks Sex in the City is better than The Sopranos.
That's a good point.
Not anyone, anywhere.
It's a good point.
Yes, that is good. Thank God another text line comes after somebody but me. Yeah. Yeah. Elliot is the most obvious male Sex in the City fan in history.
Yeah. No shocker.
Our football reporter.
Yep. Well, yes. Reporter of the year. What's next?
Whoa! This is spicy! Jack at the cookout tasting chicken with a little bit of salt, pepper, and paprika on it.
Text line!
Fritzy getting a taste of what seasoning is.
Yep.
We don't have that.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.